For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Two Russian cosmonauts ventured out of the International Space Station for a lengthy walk this morning. Space Station Commander Gennady Padalka and Mikhail Korninko of the Russian Federal Space Agency are installing new equipment on the Russian segment of the station. The pair are also conducting a detailed photographic inspection of the station. Specifically, they installed gap spanners that will help future spacewalkers. They also installed fasteners on communications antennas and replaced one antenna. They also conducted a bit of house cleaning as they cleaned the windows of the Russian service module. The spacewalk lasted about 6.5 hours and was the 188th in space station history. The crew for the first time tasted red romaine lettuce leaves grown on the space outpost as part of an experiment to harvest plants in zero gravity. They had left some for Padalka and Korninko to sample after their return. This is Dark Matter News.
Hi, I'm J. Neil Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
Nuclear evacuees will be allowed soon to stay overnight in the Fukushima town. The central government will allow evacuees from Kuamata, Fukushima Prefecture, to stay overnight in their homes on a temporary basis for a 3-month period starting August 31st. The plan presented at a meeting of town assembly members is a preparatory step towards allowing the evacuees to return permanently. The government will allow 1,192 people from 555 households to temporarily return to the town's Yamakiya district, which falls in the band measuring 30 to 40 kilometers from Tokyo Electric Power Company's Fukushima No. 1 nuclear power plant. Of 11 administrative regions in the district, one is currently designated as a residence-restricted area with access allowed for temporary visits only, while the remaining 10 are designated as areas preparing for the lifting of the government's evacuation order. This will be the first time that people will be allowed to stay overnight in a residence-restricted area, while it is the fourth case in which overnight stays will be allowed in an evacuation zone. The EPA says it has released 3 million gallons of contaminated water into the San Juan River. The spill, which sent heavy metals, arsenic, and other contaminants into a waterway that flows into the San Juan National Forest, occurred Wednesday. The EPA initially said 1 million gallons of wastewater had been released, but that figure has risen sharply. The EPA now estimates 3 million gallons of wastewater spilled from the mine into the Animas River. They also confirmed lead concentrations had spiked over 3,500 times, historic levels just above the town of Durango. New tests show significant increases in arsenic levels and some mercury has been detected. Durango and La Plata County have declared a state of emergency. Officials are warning residents, farmers, and outdoor enthusiasts to avoid the water. The spill occurred at Cement Creek, releasing contaminants that will eventually make their way downstream towards New Mexico and Utah in a river system that links to the Colorado River in Arizona. After waiting a day to reveal the incident, the EPA has been criticized by those who say it didn't announce the accident soon enough. EPA officials say it took time to realize the magnitude of the spill. The EPA had been working on the Gold King mine near Silverton, an area that has many abandoned mines. Scientists say it's the largest untreated mine drainage in the state, and problematic concentrations of zinc, copper, cadmium, iron, lead, manganese, and aluminum are choking off the upper Animas River's ecosystem. Reporting on how the breach occurred, Colorado Public Radio says that an EPA team used heavy equipment to dig into a dam at the Gold King mine site, hoping to install a drain pipe. But due to the large volume of water and the dam's makeup of soil and rock, it spewed zinc, iron, and contaminants into a runoff channel that leads to the nearby creek. For more news, visit darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.